Begin the current daf, Masechta Zevachim, daf Mem Aleph. Begin on the third line down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is, we were explaining the halacha of our Mishnah, which said, in contrast to the Chatoyos HaChitzeinis, the Chatoyos HaPenimis, the carbon chatzis, sin offerings that are done inside the Heichel, which are five unique types of carbonis, there the halacha is that every one of their hazayis, the zrikas, are going to be ma'akiv, are integral in contrast to the Chatoyos HaChitzeinis, where either one or two, here every one of those zrikas are going to be ma'akiv. How do we know that? So the Gemara brought a brisa. The brisa says va'asa lapar kasher asa. It says va'asa asher asa. And as we explain, the whole entire pasuk seemingly over there in the context of the par helm debishal tzibur is superfluous. So on that, the brisa explains every single word comes to teach a new halacha. Va'asa kasher asa is saying redundancy. We already spoke about the hazayis of par helm debishal tzibur. Rather, why is repeated that you should do it is to say that it's going to be ma'akim, that it's integral, which that's the source of the halacha in our Mishnah. Now, once we quote the brisa, there are other words there in that pasuk which we expound every one of those, teaching a different halacha. Another one of that is that it says lapar, which says the brisa, what's lapar to the bull? Ze par yom kippurim, that refers to the bull that the Kohen Gadol brings on yom kippurim. So now the Gemara asks, what's that coming to teach? We know the halachas already by the par yom kippurim and parshas achrimais. What are we learning from this pasuk in the context of par helm devashal tzibur, which the extra word we're saying refers to the par of yom kippurim? So that Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, it refers to the halacha of ikuva, that it is going to be ma'akiv, because although it says chukah by Yom Kippurim, that is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only on the big day lavan and anasim b'fnim, but the hazos that are done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that of by the Mizbech Hazav and by the Pareches, it doesn't say chukah on that, so regarding that is what we need to learn out, le'ikuva, from the word lapar. And that Rav Papa rejected that interpretation because he brought a different source from Kila Michaper, a different pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda says that's where you know it's Ma'akev from, and therefore he said a different interpretation. He says, what do you need lapar to teach regarding par yom kippurim? It's regarding the halachas of es badam utfila, which we taught in the previous daf. The es refers to if someone has a blister, the kohen has a blister on his finger. Badam says es to have the right amount of blood in it initially when it's received, the Kabbalah. And the tavol says you have to dip the finger in, not wipe it on the side. Now, on that, The interpretation of Rav Papa, the Gemara brought a brisa that supported Rav Papa by showing that Rebbe's opinion, the brisa, is exactly like he said. Va'asa kasha asa, well, fine, what does it teach the word lapar? L'rabbis par mikipurim l'chomash ha'ben be'inyin, which includes anything that says in the context of par helm debishal tzibur, which is also es, badam, and tefillah. Now, Rabbi Shmuel disagreed with Rebbe. And he said, no, you don't need lapar to teach you par yom kippurim, because even the halach of es, badam, and tefillah, you know from a kaval chaymer, from the halacha of the par helm debishal tzibur. And as we explained in the previous daf, because if there are certain types of karbanas that are not the same, yet the avodas are the same, when the karbanas are the same, like here where the par helm debishal tzibur and the par kohen of the yom kippurim are both parim, therefore for sure the avodas are going to be the same, and therefore we know that from a kal v'chaymer. And that continues the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel, v'asle sor yom kippurim, and Rabbi Shmuel learns out the halacha of the he-goat of Yom Kippurim, which is also brought in Yom Kippurim for the Jewish people. He also learns out the halacha of es, badam, and tefillah, misi'iri avodas kechavim mikal v'chaymer, from the he-goat that the Jewish people bring when the entirety of the Jewish people sin an idolatry because of an erroneous ruling of the court, that then they bring a sarm. Also, as he brings regarding the other halacha, par mikippurim, here he also brings it from mikal v'chaymer, because if we find, as we taught this in the previous daf, there are situations where karbanas are not the same, like by the par helm and the sar of Yom Kippurim, so although there are different types of animals, one's a bull, one's a he-goat, still their avodas are going to be the same regarding whatever it is that it talks about regarding them, because regarding the avodas that they have, for example, the hazayis of the heichel, they have the same, seven towards the pareches, four on the corners of the mizbech hazav. So where the karbanas are the same, for example, like what we're talking about now, the sar of Yom Kippurim, and the Se'iri Avodah Zarah, so they're the same type of animal, for sure, their Avodahs are going to be the same. And therefore we learn out what it doesn't say regarding where it is explicit. So we learn out the halacha of the Sar of Yom Kippurim from the Sar of Avodah Zarah, because we know the Sar of Avodah Zarah has Es, Badam, Tefillah. So too, we're going to learn out the Sar of Yom Kippurim from Mekav V'chaymer. And that asks the Gemara, V'chidavar Halamed Behekesh, is it really possible that something that itself is learned out from a Hekesh, from a comparison, for example, what we're talking about, the Se'iri Avodah Zarah, when the Jewish people bring a Higo because the majority of Jewish people sin with Avodah Zarah based on the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, it doesn't say explicitly in that parasha Es, Badam, Tefillah. We only know it from a Hekesh, because in that pasuk of Par Helm, the Bishal Tzibur, where it also alludes to the Parkoy Mashiach, because it says Lepar. It also says the word Hachatas, which returned in the Braisa from the previous daf, refers to the Seir Avodah Zarah. So the only way we know Esba Dama Tefila applies to the Seir Avodah Zarah is from a Hekesh. V'chazer Malaman, and now it's going to go ahead and teach this halach of Esba Dama Tefila regarding the Seir Avodah Mikipurim, like you're saying, B'Kal V'Chaimah, from B'Kal V'Chaimah. The difficulty with this is the Gemara says in Chulin of Chaf Aleph, the halacha is, which is based on our Gemara actually later in the Mem Tes, that a whole entire Torah, although you could learn that one thing that's learned from somewhere else, by kachim that doesn't apply. So the Gemara's assumption here in the question is, if you only know Sarah Vaydazar from a Hekish, how could you now learn something else out from it from a different limud, that of a Kavachimer? On that, Amar Papa, he says, that's not difficult. Kesavar Tana de Beir Bishmal, who were explaining the Brais of Beir Bishmal, holds Davar Lamed Behekish, something that is learned itself by a Hekish, which is the Sarah Vaydazar, it can't teach with another Hekesh, but it could teach with a Kal V'Chaimer, and therefore the Sar of Yom Kippurim could be learnt out regarding the halachas of the blister and the shear and the dipping of the finger from a Kal V'Chaimer, from a Seir Avodah Zarah, because here they're the same karbanis, for sure the Avodah should be the same. Now the Gemara continues explaining the Braisa from the previous daf, that of the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. So he disagreed with Rabbi, which was the same interpretation Rav Papa gave for the previous Braisa that we had taught. He says, Lepar doesn't have to teach you Par Yom Kippurim, because what are you learning out? Not Ikuva, like Rav Papa says, and not even like the halacha of Esba Dama Tefila, because Rabbi Shmuel knows that from a Kal V'Chaimer. So rather, said Rabbi Shmuel, what is Lepar, that extra word in that pasuk, come to teach for the bull? Ze Par Helam Dav Shel Tzibur, that refers to the bull of when it's the lapse of awareness of the Tzibur regarding to erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin. That is the Gemara. But the context of the pasuk is talking about the Parhelm Dabash Tzibra. How can you say the extra word La Par is alluding to Parhelm Dabash Tzibra? That's the context of the pasuk. The whole pasuk is talking about Parhelm Dabash Tzibra. So then Amar Papara, he says, this word La Par that Yerushalmi explains is talking about the Parhelm Dabash Tzibra is for a specific reason. Yeah, the context is talking about it, but it has to be alluded to with another word. Why? Because we need to learn Parhelam Davishal Tzibur, regarding the halacha that the Parhelam Davishal Tzibur has, B'yiseris V'shtei Kloyas, the halacha is that the diaphragm, which is the muscle separating the part of the chest of the animal, and the two kidneys, the halacha is by the Parhelam Davishal Tzibur, it says that it's one of the imurim that are sacrificed on the Mizbeach. But we needed to teach L'si'iwi Avodas Kechavim, regarding the higod of Avodah Zarah, when the Tzibur does Avodah Zarah based on the Sanhedrin, we need to teach, as we're going to explain, there's a hekesh, a comparison, in a different pasuk that says chatos ma'ashigagasam, which is that halacha is what compares the two halachas. Now, the problem with that is, uparhelm devashil tzibir begufi leksiv, but the halacha of yiseris and shtei akloyes, of being sacrificed by the parhelm devashil tzibir, doesn't say explicitly in the Torah over there. It's only... So the only thing it says by the Parhelm Devashal Tzibur is Veskol Chel B'Yakav, and all its fats you sacrifice. It doesn't say about the diaphragm and the two kidneys. And actually, how do we know it? Be'akesha Asi. We only know it from a Hekesh, because we learn that, as we said in the previous daf, in that pasuk it says Par, which refers to Kohen Mashiach. And Kohen Mashiach, it says the kidneys and the diaphragm. So since it says Kohen Mashiach in the pasuk of the Parhelm Devashal Tzibur, that's how we know the Parhelm Devashal Tzibur has it. Now, that's why Itzruch Lapar. We need an extra word, Lapar, that's extra to allude to the Parhelim, to make a redundancy of the comparison. Because, yeah, although without that, we're already comparing Parkoy Mashiach to the Parhelim Dovishal Tzibur, because, yeah, you're right, the context of the Pasuk is by the Parhelim Dovishal Tzibur, but the thing is, although we're comparing it because it's alluding to Kasha Asa Lapar, it refers to Parkoy Mashiach, I had to repeat it again. I had to say Va'as Lapar, referring to the Parhelim, to make a doubling of the Hekesh, to learn out from there Yiseris, to learn out the diaphragm and the two kidneys. Why? What's the point of doubling it? Lemahava, so that this double Hekesh, this double comparison, should be command Chsiv Be'Begufi, as if, because you're saying it twice, as if it said explicitly in the context of Parhelim Davishal Tzibur, the halacha of Yiseris and Shtei Klayas. Why? What do we want that for? Because v'leilahav adava halamed behekesh. So that it shouldn't be like the Parhelim is learned out only from comparison to from Parkoy Mashiach. It is learned out from there. But if you only had one hekesh, where it says it alludes to Parkoy Mashiach and it's in the context of Parhelim, it would be learned out from a comparison. And that would be Chayzu Malama Behekesh. That would then be trying to learn out the halacha of the Seir Avodah Zarah from the halacha of the par Helm Dovah Shel Tzibra. The difficulty with that is, like we said, and as the Gemara is going to tell us later in the Mem Tesem Abayis, the halacha by Kachim is that we cannot learn out something from a Hekesh, from something that its own halacha is learned out from a Hekesh from somewhere else. And that is why we had to say the Hekesh, we had to, allude to Parhelma, like, because you're doing it twice, it's like as if it already says over here already. And since it says it here, now it can teach to the Seir Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara, Tanik Abaseid Rapapa, we have a Bryce that says like this interpretation of Rapapa. The Pasuk that we've been discussing, the previous daf, regarding this extra pasuk that says in the Parhelm Dovah Shel Tzibra, it says Va'asa, you should do Kasha Asa like he does. Now Matam Lema Lapar, but in that pasuk when it says Va'asa Lapar Kasha Asa, we know Va'asa Kasha Asa comes to teach that all the Hazalis are Ma'akiv. But what is it with the extra word Lapar for the bull? So it says the Braisa Lafish and Emma, because since the pasuk says in Bamidbar, and the pasuk there is in regards to the parsha of the Karbonis of Avodah Zarah in Parsha Shlach. Now, from the extra words here in the Pasuk, the Gemara is expounding, the Brice expounds, that what are these extra words necessary for? When it says in the Pasuk, V'nislach lahem, that it will be forgiven for them, kishkagihi, because it was a mistake. So the Pasuk continues and says, V'heim eviu es karbonim, and they'll bring their carbon, isha la'ashem, a fire offering for Hashem, v'goymer, etc. Where it says, V'chatasim lefnei Hashem, asher gagasam, that their sin offering would be in front of Hashem for the error that they made. What are all these words? It should have just said that v'nislach lehem, that it'll be forgiven for them, and that's it, enough. What's all these extra words that seemingly are not teaching any halacha? It's because the pasuk wanted to make a hekesh, a comparison, for the halacha of the higur of Avodah Zarah, which is what the context of the pasuk there is talking about, to the parhelm dovah shel tzibur, for what purposes? For the halacha of the sacrificing of its emurim, of its sacrificial parts. Regarding this, like we said before, the yeseris, the diaphragm, and the base cloyus, the two kidneys. Because that's what the context of the pasuk is talking about. It's talking about sacrificing of sacrificial parts. Like it says, karbonim isha l'ashem, which what's burnt on the fires of the mizbeach, that's the emurim. And it's comparing chatasam to shigagasam. What does that teach? It says the Braisa, chatasam, there's an offering, elu se'iri avodis kacham. This refers to the higod of Avodah Zarah when the Jewish people do it, which is what the context of the parasha there is talking about. So when it's talking about the sin offering, it's talking about that halacha. And when it says shigagasam, what's that referring to? Their error. Ze parhelam davar shel tzibur. That's alluding to the parhelam when the Jewish people have the same idea, but regarding any other avera. How does shigagasam allude to that? Because the pasuk in Meir Kedalot says mikol adas yisol yishku. When it talks about the parhelam, it says and if the whole entire assembly of the Jewish people make a mistake, so shigagasam is referring to the parhelam. Now, so if you read the pasuk, you read it chatasam ashigagasam. Their sin offering on their mistake. Amr Tyre, what's the Torah saying? Chatasam, which again, as we said, that refers to the chatas of this era of Avodah Zarah. Harehi l'cha, what does it mean? Ashigagasam. Harehi l'cha, kishigagasam. It's going to have the same halacha like when they make an error, the Jewish people, regarding any other avera, regarding what the context of the pasuk is told, regarding Isha l'Hashem, regarding the fire offerings, which are the emurim. So we're learning it out from over there. Now, that says the Braisa, but this is difficult. Because shigagasam heichen l'madatah. The halacha of the sacrificing of the sacrificial parts of the parhelam davar shel tzibur, where do you know that from? You're learning at Seir Avodah Zarah from parhelam davar. Where do you know parhelam davar from? Loi be'akesha? Isn't it from a hekesh from the parkoin Mashiach? As we said, because it doesn't say yiseris and shtei klois explicitly in the parhelam. You learn it out because it alludes to in that pasuk of lipar, a different word lipar there in that pasuk, to the parkoin Mashiach, where there it does say yiseris hakavin shtei klois. So how can you then go ahead and teach with a hekesh? Do you think something that itself is learned from a hekesh, from a comparison, chayzim lamed behekesh, could teach something else in the hekesh? Says the Braisa Tamalema, that's why the pasuk has to say, which this is exactly like Rav Papa's interpretation for Rabbi Shmuel, lapar, for the bull, ze parhelam davar shel tzibur, that refers to the parhelam of tzibur, where it doubles the hekesh. Because, like we said, the context of the pasuk itself is talking about parhelam davar shel tzibur. What's the extra word lapar in that pasuk itself alluding to parhelam? Is to double it, to tell you this idea that it's like as if it says explicitly over here, because the next word in the pasuk, when it says later on, lipar, ze par koi mashiach. So it's already alluded to. Why does it say it twice? To make it as if it says in the context itself, and therefore you can teach it, like we just said, with the hekesh, to the Seir Avodah Zarah. Now, once we introduced this braisa, the Gemara says, Amamar. The time the braisa said, chatasim, and it says their sin offering. This refers to the he-goat that the Jewish people bring when they commit Avodah Zarah based on the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin. On that, asked the Gemara, what do you mean? Typically, we should know that the diaphragm and the kidneys for the Seiri Avodah Zarah, that they're going to be sacrificed as a murim mikra kama from the first pasuk which we just brought before, that we compare to the parhalim. Because the Amamar, we taught in the Bryce that we're discussing here from the previous Dav, from all those extra words, Va'asa, Lapar, Kasha, Asa, and it goes on. And one of the words is simply Hachatas, which we said, and the gear says, Elu Siri Avaid Skecham, that refers to the Higuts of Avaid Zara. So why do we need another Hekesh of Chatas Mashagagasam to compare to Parhelim to say regarding it's a Murim that the Yeseris HaKavet and the Shtei HaKloy is a sacrifice? We already have a Hekesh comparing it to everything to the Parhelim, Dabashil Tzim, and the other Pasik. So why do we need another Limud? So Amar Papa says, Itzruch, it's necessary. Why? You would think to say, Hanimili, when do we have from that previous braifa, when including the Seir Avodah Zarah to the Halachas HaParhelim Dabashal Tzibur, that is talking about Hazoyis, the Chsivim Begufe. That's referring to the throwings of the blood, which are explicit in the parsha of Parhelim Dabashal Tzibur. However, as we continue to Medbeis, Aviseris, or Shtei Kloyes, but regarding the diaphragm and the two kidneys, the Emurim, those emurim to like Sivim Begufe, which are not said explicitly. So although we said that, yeah, it says it two times that we learned it out from the Par Koy Mashiach, but ultimately it's not explicit. And therefore, Emolai, I would say for that, we're not going to learn out the Seir Avodah Zarah from the Parhelim Davishal Tzibur. Kamash Malan, that's where we need another Hekesh. Although, yeah, we're learning out from the Parhelim and the Seir Avodah Zarah from Parhelim from the word Hachatos, but that's regarding what is explicitly in that context, which is the Zrikis. But regarding the Murmur, we think, no, Kamash Malan, that's why I have these other Hekesh of Chatos Mashagagasam, to say even regarding what that context of the Pasuk, which is Ish Lashem, even for that, we're going to compare it for regarding its Murm of the Aseres HaKavet and the Shtei Klois. Now, the Gemara goes back now to what we said in the previous Daf, which we had mentioned in our opening remarks on this Daf, that the original interpretation from Rav Nachman by Yitzchak into the word Lapar, what does it teach Lapar as a Par Yom Kippurim? From this pasuk of the all these extra words in the pasuk of Parhelim Dabashal Tzibur, he said it's to teach Li'ikuva. It doesn't say explicitly over there Li'ikuva. So they're saying that all the Zrikas there are also going to be integral. Now that Rav Papa asked, what do you mean? Of course, it says the halacha that it says is the question initially was Chukah. So on that, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, that's not difficult, because we're going like Rabbi Huda, whose chuk is only going to the ones that are hanasan bifnim, but not the ones that are outside, which are nehechel, which are the ones we're talking about. But on that, Rav Papa refuted, and he says, but no, we have a different pasuk, b'chil mechaper. B'chil mechaper is where Rabbi Huda learns out that imki lekeeper, if you do everything, then it's atonement. If not, not. So you don't need ikuva from lapar. So therefore, he disagreed, and he brought a different interpretation of what does it mean lapar, is that par, it was regarding es badam and tefila, regarding the lachas of saying it in the Par Yom Kippur. Now, on that omelet, Rav Huna beredem nosan lira papa. To Rav Papa, who had refuted Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he asked on him. He says, but v'hod Tana, the Tana of the Braisa that you brought to support you, which you saying, as the Gemara said in Mem Amar Beis, that the Gir says, l'rabba is Par Yom Kippurim, that we see that it's coming to include, what does La Par come to teach? Regarding the Par Yom Kippurim, L'chom HaShalma Be'inyin, regarding whatever it says in the context. So that's what was brought as support to Rav Papa, which, you see, it's not Le'ikuva, it's not a redundancy, it's coming to include to whatever it says in the context, which was for Es Badam Mitvila. But on that, as the Gemara, Kamar, but the Braisa is saying that everything is learned out. You're right. Seemingly, Es Badam Mitvila is also learned out. But also Ikuv is going to be learned out. And not like you had refuted Rav Nachman Yitzchak, oh, you already know that from Mechil Mechaper. You say it's for Es Badam Mitvila, but you cannot refute Rav Nachman Yitzchak also that it's also teaching regarding Ikuv, because everything that it says over there, what does it say in Parhelim Davishal Tzibur? Not only Es Badam Mitvila, which it knows from Par Koy Mashiach, it also says, like it says there in that pasuk itself, Va'asa Kasha Asa, which teaches you Ikuv. So how's that refuting Rav Nachman Yitzchak? Yeah, it could be teaching for that too. On that answer, Papa Tanoi, it's not difficult on me. You're right, it's Machlokes Tanoi. Tana de Bei Rav, old Torah's Kohenim is called Tana de Bei Rav, which is that these were Braises that were taught in the Yeshiva of Rav. So says Papa, that first Braise that I had brought on Daf Mem Amar Beis, Mirabi Hachi, he includes the word lapar the way I said it. The only thing he's including from the word lapar for Parim Yikipurim is esbadam and tefillah. And where do you know Ikuva from? Like I refuted Rav Nachman Yitzchak. According to the other, to the Chachamim, you know it from the word chukah. According to Behuda, says no, chukah is only for what's done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you know it from Imkila Kiper, from Bechila Mechaper, where if you finish everything, then it's atonement. Now, Tanabe Rishmal, this last brisa that you're bringing that says, yeah, L'chol Ama Be'inyin, for everything that says in the context, which sounds like even L'ikuva, that is what we're learning at Lapar, which would be like Rav Nachman Yitzchak. That's the brises of the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, which was taught in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, which many Tanoim were organized, just like Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yishai did for their brises. You're right. Loi merabe hachi. He does not say like me. He does say like Rav Nachman Yitzchak, but that's not a difficulty on me. I'm going like the primary brises of the Tanabei Rav of Teres Kainim, which says like me that it's only including Esbad Dam and Tefillah and not Ikuva, because Ikuva, again, we know either from Chukah or Vechila Mechaper, how he had refuted Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Now, the Gemara continues in related discussion, more agadic, regarding the halachas that we were saying in more halachic. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, it was taught in the Brisa of Shiva Bishmol, the Neiman Nemru, although both of these contexts have this halacha, but why was it said explicitly, Yiseris Rishte Klois Beparakoy Mashiach, regarding when the Kohen Gadol makes an erroneous ruling and he fouls on it? So it says explicitly that from the Imurim, the sacrificial parts, is the diaphragm, the two kidneys, but v'lei nemer b'par helm davar shel tzibur, although we said we learned it from a hekesh, but that doesn't say explicitly regarding when the tzibur follows in the erroneous ruling of Sanhedrin, that they bring the kidneys and the diaphragm on the mizbeach. Why doesn't it say explicitly? So says the Brisa Bishmol, Moshel melech basav dam. This can be compared to a parable of a flesh and blood king, shazom ala oyavoy, where he got upset on his friend, which in this context is the majority of the Jewish people, the tzibur. So umiyat b'sarchainai. So he doesn't talk so much about what they did wrong. When they chibasa because of his love for him, okay, you know what? We'll punish, but let's not talk about this so much. It's something that is real beloved of his. So by the kohen gadol who is an individual, it goes through the procedures what has to be done. But by the tzibur, he doesn't want to talk about it so much. So therefore, it's going to be alluded to from the parakoy mashiach. But we're not going to be lengthy about it, and that's why it doesn't say the halacha of the yiseris and the shtei klois explicitly. Another drush of a Tanderberg Bishmal, Neiman Nemer, why is it saying the Pasuk of Yikra, Pareches HaKadosh, when it's describing regarding the Hazayis, the Zrikas that are done regarding the Pareches, the curtain that separates the Kadosh and Kadosh Kadosh, and it calls it the Holy Curtain, Bepar Koy Mashiach, in the context when it's talking about the Zrikas of the power of the Kohen Gadol. But V'loy Nemer Bepar Helm Dabar Shul Tzibur, when it talks about the Par HaEda, when the Jewish people made an Aver based on their own ruling, it just says, Es Peneha Pareches, to the face of the curtain, but it doesn't say the Pareches HaKodesh. Why? So it says, Mashal Melech Basav Dam can be compared to a parable of flesh and blood king, Shesarchal of Medina, where the constituents, the members of his country, rebelled against him. Now, in Miyut Shesarchal, if only a minority of the people rebelled, so Pamalia Shaloi, so the king's chambers, the members of his assembly who are close to him, who he talks to them his secrets, Miskayemis, so that's still intact, because it's just a minority of the people that are rebelling. But in Rubas Sarchev, the majority rebelled. In Pamal Yeshalei Miskayemis, then his private circle are not intact even. In other words, he removes himself from his endearment and from bringing them into his private confidants, and he's not so friendly with them as he always was. So here also, since the majority of Jewish people rebelled when we're talking about a parhelm davar shel tzibur, it's so to speak as if the Shechina removed it, Hashem removed it from his confidants, from the divine presence, from moving it from the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Parech is not called anymore Parech HaKadosh, because the majority of Jewish people, when only Kohen Gadol, it's still Parech HaKadosh. He still has his, he still keeps his element in the, his confidence in the Beis HaMikdash. In contrast to when the Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibur, when it's the majority of the Jewish people that, so to speak, rebelled. Now the Gemara continues to explain the halach of a Mishnah that was contrasting the Chatois HaPanimis to the Chatos HaChatzonis. Although Chatos HaChatzonis, there it's only one or two that are ma'akev, so therefore the halach of Pigel, which is the context of what we were introduced this for, is only going to be integral to those two, because it's regarding what atonement happens with, that's what the Pigel is dependent on. In contrast, the Chatois HaPanimis, where every one of those four corners are integral, so the Mishnah said, "Lefikach amnas and kulin kitikna mechulu." Therefore, if all of them were done as it's supposed to be, besides one of them, so then it's not going to be pigel. It's only going to be puzzle, but it's not going to be karis, because since you didn't do all of them, you can't have pigel unless you do all of them, because every one of them are integral, and therefore each one of them is going to be contingent in this halacha of pigel. Now, that the Gemara introduces, that's going to relate back to the halacha of a Mishnah, it's non-hasl. We learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Menachas. Now, regarding a mincha, contrast to a carbon has one matir, which is the zrikas adam, the throwing of the blood. By the sacrificing of a flower offering, there's two permitters. And as we said, the halacha of pigles regarding the avoida of a matir. They are the kaimis, the fistful of the flower, and the levain of the frankincense. Now, if he goes and he sacrifices one of them with a machshava pigle, and the other one he doesn't. So it's regarding that case that the Mishnah there discusses, pigle bekaimitz v'loy b'levainav. Let's say does a pigle, has a machshava of doing a chutz l'zmanoy, having the mizbeach eating it, or a person eating it, regarding the kaimitz, the fistful, but v'loy b'levainav, but not by the frankincense. Or, and this is regarding the achila of the mizbeach, or b'levainav v'loy b'kaimitz. Or let's say he has it only by the frankincense and not by the kaimitz. So Remeir Aimi, he says, pigle v'chayav alav karas. It's still going to be considered pigle, and there's going to be a liability whoever eats from it, from that carbon, this carbon mincha, b'mechayev karas, as the Gemara is going to explain the reasoning of Remeir. Now the Chachamim, they disagree, they say, no, aim by karas, at sheyifagel b'chalamater. You can't have karas until the pigle is in all of the permitters, and since he only had the machshav of pigle by one of the two of them, then if it's not going to be considered pigle, it'll be puzzle, but it won't be pigle, and if one eats from that carbon mincha, the shirayim, the leftovers, he won't be chayev karas. Now, regarding this machlekes, it's Amr Shem Melakish. He qualifies and he says, Loi temet tamid Remeir, don't say the reasoning of Remeir, that he says that it's going to be pigle, the ksav mefagel mechatzi matir, which sounds like the Chum said, no, it's not pigle because it's only half a matir. Remeir says it's going to be pigle. Says Rish Lakish, don't say the reason is because you think Remeir holds that you could make pigle in even half a permitter, which is only one of the two. No. El Lahacha Mayaskin, he says, you know what the case we're talking about over there in the Mishnah Masechet Menachos is? First, the fistful was done, it's avayda, when he did the fistful, with a machshava of pigle. Then, valavayin b'shtika, then the frankincense was done silently. Or, as Rashi points out, it could have been just the way the opposite of, let's say he first did the levayin with a machshava, and then he did the kaimit silently. Now, the reason why, according to Remeir, it's going to be pigle, is because Kesaver Kala Isa, he holds that whoever does an activity, an Aveda, Adas Rishayna, who Isa is doing with his initial attentions that he did from the beginning. So it comes out, although he was silent in the second half, which means to say he's not saying what it's for, he's doing it based on what he did in the beginning, which was with Pigle. So it comes out that it actually was Mefagel the entire matter, even the second one too. Now, the Rabban hold, no, we don't say Adas Rishayna, unless he says, I want to do it also by the second one. Which, as Rashi points out, an idea which is discussed in Rishayim, where, because the machshava psul by kachim, one verbalizes it. So, if you verbalize by the second one too, then it's going to be pigle. But if you only verbalize by the first one, not by the second one, so then you didn't do a full pigle. But, says Rish Lakish, even according to Remeir, if let's say the first matir was done silently and the second one was done machshava pigle, then even according to Remeir, he would agree that no, there's no machshava over here of pigle because only it's a half a matir and it's not going to be pigle, it's only going to be puzzle. The case that he discusses that's going to be pigle is because the first one was a machshava pigle and the second one, which he didn't say anything, is still based on his original intention. And that's what Rish Lakish b'mai. How do I know this? Midiktani, from the halacha we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Lefikach im nasin kulan kitikn, as we quoted opening up this Gemara's discussion. Therefore, if all of them were done appropriately, which the assumption of the Gemara right now means to say shtika, silently, meaning a regular person who's doing that vayda, a kain, he doesn't have it, he just does it. That's considered stama lishma. We assume it's done for its appropriate intentions. But the achas are like kitikn, and the Mishnah says regarding the chatoyas hapanimis. But if one of them is done not appropriately, which sounds like because he's having machshava chutzas manai, so the Mishnah said, oh, then pasul v'im b'karas. It's going to be invalid because ultimately it wasn't all done with the appropriate intent. But there's not going to be karas because ultimately his machshava was only in half of the permitter. One out of the four zrikas was done in machshava of pigle. Since we said all of them are integral and they're all permitters, so therefore it's not going to be pigle until he makes pigle in all of them. That's what the halacha of the Mishnah is. Says Rish Lakish, but the inference is, that's where, if, like the Mishnah says, if the first three were ketikna, and the last one was shalei ketikna. Ha'achas shalei ketikna, but the inference is, if let's say the first one was done inappropriately, with the machshava of pigle, and then bekulin ketikna, and then the remaining three were done appropriately, without having any inappropriate thoughts, sounds like then pigle, it would be pigle. Why? Because we would say al das rishayna asad, that he's doing based on his original intention, and then it would be a machshava in all of the permitters. Says Rish Lakish, mani, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Ilem Rabbanan, if you would think to say it's Rabbanan, Ha'ami Rabbanan, but Rabbanan said, as recorded before in the Mishnah Masechta Menachos, E Mefagel Mechatzi Mata, they hold that you never go ahead and could make pigel in a half a permitter until you make a pigel in all the permitters, even when the first one was Machshava and the second one was silently. So obviously they don't hold of Adas Rishayin Huaisa. So Ella Remeir. Must be the time of the Mishnah's Remeir. Now, Ve'i Tamed Remeir. Now, says Rosh Lakish has proof. So if you would think to say, as one could interpret the Mishnah Masechta Menachos, that the reason why he holds in that case, it's pigel, is because, yeah, you can make pigel even in only half of the permitter, still going to become pigel. Then afila kediktani nami, then asks Rosh Lakish, and even the case that the Mishnah describes, when the first one was silent, and the last three was, let's say the first three were silent, and the last one was a machshava, it should still be pigel, because it's mefagel mechatzimata. Obviously, says Rosh Lakish, from the fact that the Mishnah differentiates between, and that's why the case the Mishnah describes, is when the first three are b'shtika and the last one is silent, in contrast to when the first one is a machshava, obviously the reason is, lav mishum, isn't it because the ksavar, because the time of the Mishnah holds, who's remeir, kaloisa, das rishayinu isa, obviously it's because whoever does it based on what he initially had in mind. Because even Remei would agree to the halacha of when the first three are silently and the fourth one, like the halacha of the Mishnah says, then it's not going to be pigel. But the inference is, if the first one is machshav and the last three are shtika, then there would be pigel, obviously, because it's only in that case that you have aldas rishayin oisa, and that's where Remei's halacha is. But if it wasn't, then he agrees that ein mefagel mechatzi matar. On that, Amram Shmuel bar Yitzchak, he refutes the proof of Rosh Lakish. He says, no, lo'olam rabban, he could say the town of Mishnah is like the Rabbanon, not like Remeir, and therefore there's no allusion and proof to the opinion of Remeir. Now, question is, so then how do we understand the opinion of Rabbanon? How could it be, which we said inferentially, it sounds like it would be pigel if the first one was with a machshava and the last three not, but you can't have pigel b'chatzimat according to Rabbanon. Says Rav Shmuel Yitzchak, no, you have to read umay ketiknon. What does it mean when it says in the Mishnah that if the first three were ketiknon, it means ketiknon lepigel. If they were the first ones were done with a machshava of chutz lezmanay, and when it says achas shaloi ketiknon, that the last one was not appropriately, it means it's not appropriate to make it into pigel because the last one was done silently. That's what the Mishnah was saying, that it's going to be possible of the Eimei Karas, because you know what the Mishnah is teaching? That actually that you don't say, Al Das Rishayin Oisa. So since the first one or three were, the first three were done with Pigel, yeah, but the last one, which is also Ma'akib, was not done with Pigel, because it was done silently. And yet, to the contrary, like Drabban, who hold, that you don't say, Al Das Rishayin Oisa. So the last one was not done with Pigel, it could not become Pigel. So it is like Drabbanan, and Ketiknan means Ketiknan Le Pigel. And the last one was not Ketiknan Le Pigel. Now, in that interpretation, the Gemara asks, how could you say that? V'homedik tani, but from the words in the Mishnah, says as follows. The Mishnah says, lafikach, therefore, im nasin kulin ketiknan, if you do all of them ketiknan, whatever that means. Initially, we thought it means appropriately. Now, Reb Shmuel B'Yitzchak saying means ketiknan, like has to be to make it into pigel. But v'achash alay ketiknan, but the last one was done, not ketiknan. So the Mishnah says, that wasn't all done ketiknan. So it's going to be puzzle the aim by karas. It's going to be invalid and it's not going to be karas. Now, it doesn't say the words, they're all ketiknan besides one of them or that one of them was silently. It says, it was shaloi ketiknan. And that says the Gemara's question, mechlal detikna lech sheridu asa. That's an obvious proof, not like this interpretation of Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak. It must be that when it says that they were all ketiknan, means appropriately, to make it validated. Because if it would be like Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, that it means ketiknan for machshava psul, to make it into pigel, how could he call the last one, which was done silently, shaloi ketiknan, not accordingly? But he didn't have any thought at all. He didn't ruin his first thoughts that it could be called shaloi ketiknan lepigel. He just didn't have any thoughts. He can't call that shaloi ketiknan. So Amar Rava, he maintains the interpretation, he just changes it a little bit. He says, truth is, like Rav Shmuel B'Yitzchak said, that ketiknan means for pigel. And therefore the town of the Mishnah is the Rabbanon, and therefore we can't have any proof for like Rish Lakish that it's like Remeir and any proof to his opinion. Now, when it says shaloi ketikna from the last one, it doesn't mean that he did it silently. It means, yes, he didn't do it ketikna to make it into pigel. Because my shaloi ketikna, what does it mean not according to what it has to be? Because he had a machshava of chutzlim koimai. So, for example, he did the last one with a thought of doing it out of its place. That we said in previous dafim that you have to do it karvu kol matirav, you have to do all with a machshava of pigel. You can't have any other machshava psul. Here he did a different machshava of chutzlim koimai, that refute, that uproots the ability of being pigle, then it's only going to be puzzle the imbay karas. Vashi Yama, he says a similar interpretation. He says, shaloi lishmai. Shaloi lishmai is also called shaloi ketikna for pigle, because the context that we're talking about here is carbon chatzis. We're talking about the chatois hapanimius. And as we said in the opening mission of this mesechta, machshava shaloi lishma invalidates the carbon chatzis, and therefore that would be excluding it from becoming pigle. So therefore, again, there's no proof to Rish Lakish, because actually Rabbanan, ketikna means ketikna la pigle, shaloi ketikna means, yeah, it's actually cannot be pigle because it was chutzlim kaimai, or the last one was machshava shaloi lishma. Now, however, based on their answers, the Gemara asks, from the fact that the Tana doesn't say that it's going to be pasul only if the last one was, like we're calling shaloi ketikna, which we said, what shaloi ketikna? Is either shaloi lishmai or chutzlim kaimai. Machlal, the inference then is, let's say the last one was not done with something that uproots. It was not done with a machshava chutzlim kaimai or shaloi lishmai. Rather, it was done silently. The inference then sounds like that machayiv, that then it would be pigle to be liable whoever eats it for karas. So obviously you see, because you would say you would be considered adas rishayna oisa. So then you're back to the question. It's obviously not like Rabban. Because Rabban hold, you don't say adas rishayna oisa. From the fact that the Braisa says, that it says that, achash, the Mishnah says, achash alege tekna, which we said has to mean something that's an active negation, which is chuslim kaimai or shalai lashmai, the inference is, but if it was shtika, then there would be pigle. Well, then that's not like Rabbanan. So that answers the Gemara. No, the truth is, like they're interpreting for Shmuel ben Yitzchak to refute the proof of Rish Lakish, ketikna means for pigle. And shaloi ketikna means either chutzlim kaima or shaloi lishma. Now the truth is, you're right, the halacha of the Mishnah would even be, if it was done silently, it would not be pigle. Because it is like Drabban, who hold that you don't see Adas Rishayna Oisa. So why did it say shaloi ketikna? It's Aida to turn the Reisha, since the Reisha of the Mishnah, when it was talking about the Chatois HaChatzenius. And it described the case over there when you did the first Zrika Chutzlis Mana, and you did the second one, Chutzlim Kaimai. Where there the halacha is, even though you did an active negation of the second one being Chutzlim Kaimai, the halacha, as we explained, was Pigal V'chayav Lav Karis, is still going to be Pigal, and you're going to be Chayav Karis. And where there, we had to say the second one is not just on Chutzlim Kaimai, to say the Chiddush that the Mishnah is coming to teach, that we're not going to say the second one that's done with a Machshava Chutzlim Kaimai would preclude and exclude from it being Pigal, because as we said, regarding the Chatois HaChatzenius, it already became pigle by the first one, because it's only the first Matana Saddam, which is the one that permits the meat to be eaten, which is the one that creates pigle. So once we have to say the second one being an active one, like Chutzlim Kaimai, so Tana Name Sefer, so therefore when we learned the end of the Mishnah regarding Chatois HaPanimius, it kept the same pattern to say that the second Machshava is excluding from the Halacha of pigle, where although we didn't have to say an active negation like a Chutzlim Kaimai, because the truth is, even without that, it would not be pigle, even if it was done silently, because we say like Rabbanan, that we don't say Adas Rishayna Oisa, still we kept the uniformity regarding the case of Pasal V'Emakaris, to say the Halacha of Chutzlim Kaimai. You're right, the Halacha would still be, even if it was done B'shtik, and therefore again the Gemara refuted the Raya of Rish Lakish to say that obviously the Halacha of Reb Meir is because of, not that you say that you could be Mefagu to Chatzi Mater, but rather because Adas Rishayna Oisa, and there's Raya from our Mishnah that we're saying there's no Raya. We're going like Drabanan, Ketikna, and Shalei Ketikna doesn't mean halachically valid or not. It means Ketikna for Pigel and Shalei Ketikna is not, which is Chosim Kaim or Shalei Lishmai. And why did we pick that case? It was only because of the uniformity of the Reisha, which we had to, for the Chiddush, to say the first one was Chos Lizmana and the second one was Chosim Kaim, and there will be Pigel. Here we need all of them. So if you do any one of the Zrikas with a different Machshava, like Chosim Kaimai, so that, and the truth is, even according to Rabbanan, even would be Shtika, but just to keep the uniformity of the Reisha's case of Shalem Chutzlim Kaimai, we also say Chutzlim Kaimai to say that here it's going to be Pasul, Vein Mekaris, that's not going to be Pigle.